Saving money on your next project now at Menards. Menards is the leading supplier of quality roof and floor trusses. Choose from our large selection of residential and post-frame trusses or design custom trusses specifically for your project. Get started on your building project today, in-store or on Menards.com. Plus, view our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours now on ESPN 97.5. And we got another coach for the Houston Astros. We got another coach. Apparently that's what, it's not apparently, it's what Joe Espada said, that Carlos Correa is down. They've got another coach. He's going to come in, and he's going to help them out, coach the team, which is awesome. Awesome, awesome. Needed another coach in there. Didn't need a shortstop or third baseman or leadoff hitter or number three hitter or cleanup hitter. We needed another coach. That's what
we're waiting for, is Coach Correa.
Another freaking injury on this team. It's not good. That yesterday, if it's not Lambert, how about that? They made up the Lambert Getty.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only two pitchers that you can throw now and win a game. Lambert or Arrighetti. The Lambert Getty.
I'm going to ask you again. I asked you this 2 weeks ago.
No, they're not going to win the division.
No, not that.
Are they going to finish 500?
Are they going to hit 500 at any point this year?
Just doesn't look like it.
It doesn't look like it. Eight games seems insurmountable.
I mean, now they're right there. It's the worst team in the league.
They're 15-23.
Yeah. They're right there with the Angels. It's just awful.
This division, of course.
It's the worst division in baseball.
It's a bad team. I mean, they don't have a good bullpen. It's Dell's hero, Jason Alexander, was an atrocity again. Lance McCullers did Lance McCullers stuff. It was, you know, you were out of the game before you knew it. You had no chance. The game started. The game was over.
Yeah.
Grand opening, grand closing.
Third inning. Wait a minute. Three wild pitches.
Mm-hmm.
The first three runs were on wild pitches.
Wild pitches.
How in the hell? I've never seen I'm pretty sure. I don't know. Maybe we have seen this. But that was unbelievable. Three wild pitches the first three runs.
But in something that is we've come to not expect, and something was a bit of a surprise, was Lance McCullers left with an injury.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
It didn't really matter. He wasn't doing well, but
no.
Injury to the finger. So now he's, I'm sure he'll go on the IL.
By the way, Dell's hero, nice job.
Yeah, terrible. Yeah. Terrible. So Lance McCullers, another injury. Another player who is out for the year, and Carlos Correa. This is shaping up to be the worst year the Astros have had since 2014. It will be the worst since 16. 16 wasn't a bad year.
Yeah, they won in 15 and they didn't.
No, the worst year since 14. 14 was a terrible year. This is what we're headed to, a terrible year.
Yeah.
I mean, they still had a winning record in 16.
They did?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
They were bad.
Yeah, the only reason they didn't win the division is because they couldn't beat the Rangers.
Oh,
but they were above 500.
Yeah, that's right. They weren't that bad. They were 84-78.
Oh,
it's a
God.
Far cry from what this team's going to be.
Oh, a far cry. Yeah, I guess 14.
They weren't bad. They were just, you know, they just weren't as good as, you know, 15 they surprised. 16 they were still had some growing pains. 14 season the Astros were, let's see here. Their final record was 70-92, within reach.
Oh, that's well within reach, yeah.
Within reach.
I mean, look at them now. I mean, they're 8 games under 500 and they're only 4 games out of first.
It was a Bo Porter team.
Yeah,
and they started Jason Castro, John Singleton, Jose Altuve, a 24-year-old Jose Altuve, by the way, Jonathan Villar.
Oh, God.
Matt Dominguez, I barely remember that. He's a 157-game starter. I do remember that, actually. Robbie Grossman, the great Robbie Grossman. Dexter Fowler, you may remember, John.
Uh-huh.
George Springer, a 24-year-old Springer. And Chris Carter was our home run slash strikeout guy.
Strikeout, big strikeout guy.
And
big
off the bench was Marwin at 25. You had some guys you've never – Carlos Corporan, you may remember him. Mark Krause. Played 69 games. Alex Presley. Do you remember him? 89 games he played.
Nope.
Jesus Guzman. Do you remember Jesus Guzman?
I wasn't really interested in that.
Now, I do know you remember this guy. No, nor was I, but Charlie Palillo was.
Yeah.
LJ Hose. I know you remember
him. I remember
LJ
him.
Oh, yeah. I knew you'd remember
LJ Hose.
He was
an Oriole and came over and loved that guy. Or went to the Orioles.
We got hoes.
That was the only. Little Jose Altuve were the only interesting things about that team.
Mm-hmm.
Little fella. He was a little fella, that Altuve.
Kike Hernandez was an Astro.
He is a little fella that used to hit the ball.
Your boy Max Stassi was with the squad. So, yeah, we were led by the great Brad Peacock. Dallas Keuchel was some of the.
That was awesome, Brad Peacock.
So, we're headed for that type of year, 2014. It's pretty much inevitable now. Season has come crashing down thanks to injuries and just poor performance.
Yeah, I mean, it would be nice to have Hunter. Listen, when Hunter comes back, it's going to be, you got Lambert, Eric Gaddy, and you got a chance to win three out of your six games.
Is Hunter coming back?
Hunter's coming back.
Have you gotten word that he's coming back?
They're not going to shut him down.
Why not? What if you're trying to tank for Hank, and there's some hitter named Hank Davis, who's the best player in high school, then we do tank for Hank.
Well, do you want to tank for Hank?
Up the name because it rhymes with tank, but yeah.
Right.
What if we're going to tank for Jank? Maybe there's Jank McCullough. McCullough, a shortstop out of Belgrade, Florida. What if there's that guy?
What if there's a guy named Tommy Booze? You can lose for Booze.
That's the same thing.
Right?
Same thing. Yeah, he's from Shreveport. He's a pitcher. 6'4". 218, has a 98-mile-an-hour fastball and a wicked cutter. I'm just making up prospects, but I hope they exist.
Yeah.
I hope our losses aren't in vain this year.
No.
McCullers with a 7.41 ERA, and he's hurt. This isn't the way he wanted to end his career, because this may be a career ender this year for him. I mean, he could probably keep going. It ain't going to be with the Astros. He could probably keep going, but...
I mean,
not a lot of people. Like, I wonder, with the money he's made, does he want to keep doing this? I think it matters to him that he's good. I think this stuff kills him. By the way, it's a broken fingernail with Lance McCullers. So
a broken fingernail.
Well, he throws that knuckle curve.
He'll be up for 6 months.
Yeah, three runs off wild pitches, man. It is crazy. I've never seen that in my life.
Pedicure.
In my life watching baseball, I've never seen three runs scored on wild pitches. Well, I was so young, I don't remember. J.R. Richard used to throw a lot of wild pitches, so he probably had a shot at doing that. But that's pretty wild for a pitcher of Lance's, relative caliber to be doing that. That was something else. Yeah. Astros managed two hits. They did beat Shohei, though, so we've always got that.
Yep, we did, and Shoemaker.
And we got a new coach.
That's, how about that?
On the bright
this week
side,
we picked
Carlos
up a coach.
Has a new coach, so we picked up a coach.
Yeah.
We're going to lose a manager at some point this year during the season, but maybe Carlos can manage.
Yeah.
Maybe we actually picked up a manager.
Yeah.
Just to give people some actual real baseball info, nothing they're going to do this year will affect the draft that's upcoming because that's already been set. The draft is in July. So,
well, we're talking about
next year.
The 2027 draft. Just to let people know, the 2026 draft is already.
Yeah,
no, it's next year's draft.
Yeah, we're losing for Boozer or whatever. We're choking for Hoke, Garrett Hoke, who's the son of John Hoke, former defensive back coach for the Texans.
You're making up names.
I am, but they could be real. They could be real people. Garrett Hoke could be the son of John Hoke, and we could be choking for Hoke. Choke for Hoke is what they say. And
no,
he is
a
first baseman with a lot of power.
Nope.
Left-handed hitter.
All lies.
Possibly this exists. Possibly
nope,
he
not
exists.
At all.
Maybe with a different name.
Not a chance. According to Perfect Game, there is no Garrett Hoke. for 2027.
As a hitter, you mean?
Anywhere.
Okay. I was hoping that guy existed. Is there Booze? Is there...
Nope. Yeah. There's no
is
guy.
There Jonathan Booze?
Cruz.
Nope.
Cruz.
Is there
Cruz? There's
got to
be a Cruz.
Is there a Cruz?
Nope.
There's a Cruz.
Yeah. Nope.
Oh, there's a Cruz.
I'm looking at it right now.
Yep. He's an international dummy. You're not going
to
find him.
Well, you keep calling people dummy. You may need to relax. That's your word now. You just keep calling people dummies. Relax in there.
Dummy.
Relax in there. Just because it's going on in your home doesn't mean it needs to exit the home, the Zerline home.
You play it all the time on a soundbite.
Yeah. Yeah, because you said it, but you just call people here dummy. You call everyone a dummy for whatever reason.
I do a lot now. I scream at the TV.
I called him dumb and he got offended.
He said dumbass.
I heard his feelings.
It was years ago and you called him a dumbass.
Dumbass isn't aggressive.
You can't call me dummy.
Dummy. It was dumbass. I remember the incident.
Oh, yeah, he was dumbass.
Dax.
There was an incident?
It wasn't an incident, but there was a, hey, don't call me a dumbass is what the incident was.
He was a dumbass. If you're a dumbass, you're a dumbass.
Well, John would be serious the way he said it, I'm sure.
Yeah. John decided something he didn't like. He got to call someone a dumbass, and the dumbass in question said, "Don't call me that." Oddly enough,
the dumbass in question
he was so offended. I hurt his feelings.
Apparently, you did. Did you ever call him a dumbass again?
He's a wussy dumbass.
Hey.
Yeah, you just call him out again.
Not during the time of the show. I don't remember.
He's going to be hosting with us on the 15th.
Yeah, Dax. There's a Dax Whitney.
Play this for him. Yeah, you call me a dumbass.
I'm not going to relist.
Wait, there's a Dax Whitney?
There's a Dax Whitney, yeah. That's the top prospect for 2027.
We'll be lax for Dax. Relax for Dax.
There's a Brendan. There's a Jared. There's a Dylan. There's a Chase. There's
what
another
What about
their
Dylan. Last names?
None of them are going to work for you. You want to make up something like Grindlinger? You want to figure out how to rhyme suck something that sucks with Grindlinger? Jared Grindlinger?
Give him the finger for Grindlinger.
Who are you giving the finger to?
Well, he's on something right there now, Dell.
Who's he giving?
We can work with that.
Who are we giving the finger to?
Give the finger to the rest.
There's a King. There's a Lavones. There's a Volantes. Those are the last names.
And now my guy from Taqueria Sarandas is saying, "You guys sound sad." He's a Dodger fan, by the way.
Yeah, he is.
Oh.
He had a good week. He had a good couple of days.
Well, did he like it when Ohtani got beat, ruining his Cy Young chances?
Yeah, how'd that taste? I'm
sure.
Did that taste like a chorizo breakfast taco? Did it taste like a breakfast taco?
Are you just angling for a taco?
Shut up, Dell.
Is that what you're doing here? What are you doing? I'm
trying to ruin everything. Yeah.
We're the Astro community.
Oh, did it taste like Huevos Divorciados?
Fan base is
just green sauce, please.
Feeling so bad that we're now relitigating who cheated and who didn't cheat because some random Dodger fan accused. Oh, that's why they're cheaters, and now many Astro accounts are. Hey. Remember when it was confirmed that you guys cheated too?
Well, yeah, no, we do that because they did cheat. But
cares?
Eric, hold on,
it's baseball.
Did you see?
Everybody cheats.
Well, yeah, there's cheating. There's reading tip pitches, which is not cheating, which is what was done to. I know you saw Eric Hosmer's video yesterday where he showed. It was really interesting. Former Royal Eric Hosmer, former champion on a team that also picked up pitches in 2015, which is legal, by the way. He showed how he believed the who did they lose to the Tigers? Who did he hit?
The Red Sox.
Yeah, the Red Sox. That's right. He was showing how he believes. Did you see it,
and
John?
And he is Fromber, by the way, who got
five game
suspension.
A one game suspension.
Yeah, that's what it actually is. So, AJ got one too.
Yeah, AJ. How about that?
That sucks for AJ. John, did you see Hosmer's video?
I did not.
So Eric Hosmer is showing. He goes, okay, so this is what they were doing. And he points out, if you stand on this side of the base, that means you can't pick up the glove.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you stand on this side, it means you can.
Right.
Then he was showing that whenever they was reading, so he said what he was doing, because I was asking you yesterday, how were they?
I saw that video.
Okay. So I was asking, so for everyone else who didn't, because that's probably going to be most of you. I was wondering, well, how are you getting their pitches when it's electronic? Well, what they're doing is getting to an angle where they can look into the grip on the glove. And for Fromber, because he's a big curveball, Fromber, who's a big curveball pitcher, there's a very particular grip that you can, it's more likely to be picked up than not. And so they would pick up the grip in his glove.
And then they tap their head.
Just raise their right hand to at least the base runner kind of raised, just real quick, raised his hands, just adjusted his helmet, right? Adjusted his helmet, which meant curveball. And you saw him spitting on curveballs in the dirt. that they wouldn't usually. Then when he didn't do it, it was a fastball. And so it's pretty slick. I mean, it's always interesting to see when you find out how big league teams, I don't say cheat, how they get an advantage with tip pitches or whatever the case may be. It's always very, or even cheat, like when the Astros did it with the, you know, trash cans and they got it relayed to them, how that stuff goes down, how the was the Yankees and Red Sox were using Apple Watches and stuff like that. It's always, nobody cheats harder. I mean, okay, so track and field are the biggest cheaters, but baseball's right there, and of course, anything having to do with cycling. But baseball is right there. I mean, baseball's got a long, storied history. I still remember watching some video where I think it was Gaylord Perry was showing how he threw spitballs. He was showing, okay, here's how I throw spitballs. And it's always interesting to me when baseball players kind of give up the goods on how they do this stuff. And Eric Hosmer showing the little, and it would be impossible to pick up, unless you're a baseball player and you're watching a game, you wouldn't know that they're relaying signs. You'd never know that. It just looks like a regular move on the base pass. But when a baseball player sees it, he's like, oh, I see some shenanigans here.
Yeah, no. And Fromber, I think probably. Yeah, I was telling you that yesterday. They were looking behind and they could see Fromber's grip, and they were giving and they were relaying that to the guy at home. And you know, AJ was pissed. AJ was pissed at Fromber for what he did, and he caught a game for it. But that's just Fromber going to be Fromber. But I, you know what? After watching that video, I really didn't blame him that much. Hey, you guys are going to do some shenanigans out there? Guess what? You're going to catch one.
Yeah, I was kind of the same way. Like, yeah, how do you hide when you have to get a grip in your glove? How do you hide that? You must have to do it earlier. You must have to start with a curveball grip and
or
then wait
do
for
it
the call
with
to come
your,
in.
Or you know what? He's got to change because he's gritting the grip sideways. Maybe if he's facing the hitter, gets the grip, you know, so nobody can see it. Nobody can see what the grip looks like. Or the guy on second can't see it anyway.
I don't know. But he's got to adjust.
Now, it's up to him to adjust.
Now, how would he know that they were picking? Now, you say that, John, but there's a good chance he just
did
it because
the other fielders can see the guy touching his helmet.
I understand that, but when did Fromber learn? Did somebody tell him after home runs, hey, they're picking up your pitches?
No, I don't know.
That's the only way it could have been because at the time, I doubt that Fromber thought, oh, they're picking up my pitches because of my grip in the glove. He was probably just frustrated because Fromber loses his bleep. That's what he does.
He does. We got a break. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, we got a lot of stuff.
The best first segment
about
in the game. I got to be honest with you. We have the best first segment in radio.
And that's it.
There's nobody better. I mean, the second and third are not nearly as good.
Oh,
typically.
No. This could be the greatest
this
second
could be the
segment.
Best thing. It's like the Astros starting 5-2.
You don't know.
This could be our 5-2 start.
That maybe was, and then we're going to be the Astros now?
I'm already my hip
or the is, one that beat Ohtani.
My hip is already hurting. I may have to leave at some point in this game.
Yeah,
we're the Astros. Well,
we got I'm going to be injured next Friday when Raheel comes in. Okay, he's our Nick Allen.
Hey, how did it go for you when you took your last day off and it rained all day?
I sat there and watched it rain.
What a dummy.
Yeah,
you could have been in here doing an amazing
How was I supposed to know it was going to rain?
Weather.com instead of
we still had to go.
Instead of your poverty app?
We still had to go. We thought we were going to play.
That poverty Apple app that you use, it doesn't even work.
Again with that.
That told you that
I heard you talking about
that. You heard that when you said
it's so accurate.
It is
my Apple. I heard you talk about that.
I've got sunny skies on my Apple app.
When I'm not here, you give me the business about Apple weather.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm telling you now to your face, your Apple Weather app is terrible.
All right. This segment's over, Dell. That's it. No more of him and my Apple Weather.
We come back. Congratulations for Wimby for winning the next six MVPs.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Holy crap. I'm looking at a high school freshman. Have you seen this kid? Bryson Kennedy? Dell, have you seen him? He has gone viral. He's 6'2". He has got a rocket. He's got 17 D1 offers. He's a freshman. Bryson Kennedy, what? He's going to be a bajillionaire in two. He probably getting paid already by one of the schools.
Unless he's replaced by AI.
Well, I don't know that AI is replacing college football players right now. That's one way you can make money going
robots.
Forward. So,
do you think we'll ever get to, serious question? Do you think we'll ever get to a point where, well, look, we'll get to a point where everything's automated. We're all going to be screwed in terms of jobs, but physical stuff like, okay, will we ever get to a point where AI? There is concern about AI, like for me, I wouldn't want AI music. I wouldn't want AI acting or whatever. But I do think younger generations won't care. I think they'll be like, yeah, I don't care.
I don't
like,
care. It's whatever a good song. Sounds. If it's a good song, right?
If it's a good show,
well,
I don't care.
I wouldn't mind. Why would we care if it's a good
song?
Well,
because humans aren't doing it anymore. People who would get paid. Well, I mean, it's just more people out of jobs.
Well, I mean, it's not created by a good song, then.
It's not created by a human.
If you're going to be a songwriter or a band, come up with a good song and people will like it. And if you've got AI and you come up with a good song, AI allows an
unfair advantage. It's like the biggest steroids of all time. There's never been bigger steroids where it thinks and processes at a rate that we, you know, a million times faster than humans. So you can create million times faster the activity. So if that's the case, then why not it once the robots, once they're made, why not? Or can't you just watch games on TV that aren't real? They're just AI games with AI players. Why, if you're not going to the games anyway?
Well, that was a question before. Let everybody do steroids. Let's see what it looks like.
No, but AI is you. Why not just have AI seasons where you just watch fake players play?
Because
it looks
real
on TV. No, but if you're watching on TV, what's the difference?
Well, because
it's not real music.
That's the thing
either.
About athletics, which AI can't. Is that there's a human element to it.
There's a human element to singing, songwriting, and playing instruments. If that's the same thing. If you can
not really.
Overtake playing a guitar is a human. What are you talking about? Not really singing. There's vocal folds. There's air. There's yes, absolutely. That's a human element too. You're saying you're okay with that human element, but not sports. That's you. I think there's a lot of people would say. Unfortunately, I think there's enough people who would say, I don't really care who does it or where it comes from.
It's
just want to watch it.
It's not a competition, though. It's different. It's not a competition. So that's why.
If it's created.
It's whatever. Whatever. Neat stuff. Let's move on to.
I mean, you're not going to neat stuff it in 2 or 3 years, I promise.
Let's move on to. Apparently now, the Rossini and Vrabel thing took a big step yesterday.
This one may. Get him. Now, here's the thing. He may get got on things that didn't affect him.
Well, you have to tell everybody what happened.
I'm just going to say this. All of this happened before he was with the Patriots. It happened many years ago. But everything avalanching on top of him. Because now people are digging deep. I mean, they're digging deep. And here's the latest. The latest is Mike Vrabel and Diana Rossini were the only two on a boat that was rented out in 2021.
June. Of 2021.
In June of 2021.
Right before she gave birth.
She was 7 months pregnant.
Yeah.
And she was 7 months pregnant, and it was Rossini and Vrabel on a boat together. I guess she was married, huh? I mean.
Yeah, right? She was married.
Well, I mean, some people are pregnant without being married, but I'm assuming she was married at that time.
Yeah.
And so she was 7 months pregnant, and they were on a boat together, the only two. Apparently there's people who have been doing. It's people who are digging on this now. They're digging around on this story. And so this was found. I don't know how they found it, but they found it. How do you find that? How do you find that? Did somebody break and hack into her?
I think somebody came forward. You know,
it had to be, right? You can't get into their credit card statements.
No, I don't know. Somehow somebody was involved in that.
So that looks – there's two things. I've seen people who keep it professional and say this isn't our personal business. Keep it professional. And the professional angle is – she had information on a Julio Jones trade that was going to happen from Vrabel. This is getting intel in ways you are not supposed to get intel. It's a lack of professionalism, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
You know, they stayed with that angle, which from journalistic standards is not considered okay. The other angle is the personal angle where people are getting into timeline of the birth and all that stuff. And the baby's name being named Michael. And so that's the salacious part.
Yeah.
People are drinking sipping their tea on that one. So any way you look at it, it is just more because there are people who want this to end one single way with complete destruction. Even though it's not really their personal business, you know, I don't know how many people actually are, you know, are really upset about this because of the journalistic standards. I think there are some people in the business who are, but the general public doesn't care about stuff like that. They can pretend, but they don't care. They'll tell you right up front about most things. So, well, I don't care about journalistic standards. You don't live by journalistic standards ever anyway. Most of Twitter, they just, if you get information, you retweet it. Doesn't need to be sourced twice. It doesn't need to follow any standards. So don't tell me you care about this from a journalistic standard. You just care about this because you want to. Yeah, it's salacious, yeah. and you want death and destruction. You know what I mean? Like in a sense.
I saw, and I don't know if it's. I don't know if it's true, but the husband is going to get a paternity test. And if I was him, I would.
But you don't know if that's true.
I don't know if that's true, yeah. But I was like, one of the first things I thought of with all of this was. You know, and the kid's name is Michael. If your name is Joey, which is the other kid, if you're a coach and your name is Joe, chances are you're the father of that kid, okay?
What?
Well, I don't know. You don't know.
Joe Judge?
Well, there you go. Maybe. I don't know. But all I know is she's wondering how many great coaches and players were named Mike. Because I'm looking at my Mike.
Who is the greatest all-time player and coach named Mike? Who are the greatest?
Yeah.
At the time, at 21, I'm sure everyone's like, oh, no, Tomlin, Vrabel, they're all. But Tomlin didn't play. He was just a coach. Well, only Vrabel, I guess, actually played and coached.
Yeah, right.
People probably who are looking at that didn't think anything of it.
Maybe Ditka.
Sure, yeah.
Okay, Ditka might be the father. We don't know. You don't know. If I was hit, one of the first things I thought of, get a paternity test. Find out if it's your kid. If not, Vrabel's paying. Vrabel's got to come out of pocket on this one, okay? And listen, I am still of the opinion, but when we get to the season, Mike Vrabel won't be the coach. This is following him around. He was walking through the airport last week, and people are screaming at him about Diana Rossini, and the paparazzis, the media is following him around, asking him about, well, TMZ or whomever, asking him about, yeah. This is not going away.
TMZ. But are you going to let TMZ change your coach with something to happen?
I don't know that it's not too big a distraction.
But he wasn't a Patriot.
I know. It doesn't. Well, he was a Patriot when he was having relations with her.
Right,
yes.
But that's also not, you know, in the football world, people behind the scenes said supposedly, you know, their marriage has been done. Right.
Yeah.
That's a done deal for Vrabel.
It's still a marriage.
Well, yeah. I get it doesn't look good, but it's also.
TJ Houshmandzadeh, from whatever, I don't know what kind of insight he has. He said this, they're not, this wasn't an affair. I mean, this is his girlfriend. Like, they exchanged I love yous, these two. I don't know how TJ Houshmandzadeh would know that. But
There's been talk behind the scenes for years.
Yeah.
But that's not my business. But my business is thinking about how this will go from a football standpoint. And from a football standpoint, I mean, it does not fall under the code of conduct for the NFL. So the NFL won't touch this. This is not under code of conduct. Personal fidelity is not under the NFL code of conduct. So the NFL is not going to reach out and do anything. It's a matter of, do the Patriots want to continue to have bad press? I got news for you. The Patriots have had bad press for a long time. Yeah. They faded that for a long time. I don't think Vrabel, this could sink Vrabel. I think the only way it happens is if Vrabel resigns.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's the only
that's
way.
That's exactly what I'm
if
saying,
says,
is that Vrabel will say, this is, I've got, I'm a distraction.
Patriots aren't getting rid of him.
No,
Patriots
I don't
been through everything.
I don't believe that either. It's Vrabel is going to say, I'm too big a distraction. I'm too big a distraction.
Yeah.
You see all the memes now that they're on a boat, she's pregnant. It's like from Titanic, they're on the front of the boat and she's pregnant, and I sent you guys the Patriot Way. Did you see the picture of the center and the Patriot, and it's Vrabel?
AI has come around at a bad time for Mike Vrabel.
Yes, it's not good. It's just not good.
There's one where they're on a boat, and I don't know if you've seen the one where you can take a picture and then make them speak, and the voices don't sound anything like them. He's, hey, you mean the baby's mine? That's awesome. It's Mike Vrabel. Right. I'm just like, oh, my God. So if Vrabel gets tired, but if Vrabel, here's the thing. If Vrabel and his wife, I feel so yuck even talking about this stuff, but if Vrabel already was parting with the wife and it's just a matter of timing, that's not going to make him quit anything. What will is if it's affecting his kids. And even if he shuts it down from the Patriots, what difference is that going to make? Damage is done.
I don't know how it hasn't.
Well, no, I don't know how it hasn't either. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's still going to continue. It's not. Yeah. That's never going to change if he quits the Patriots or not. The Patriots are going to be like, we're good, bro.
Yeah.
We've been through a lot of stuff. We're just going to ride this out. As soon as the season starts, it goes away. The thing is, it's got a longer shelf life. Well, I mean, it does. That's not going to Tom Brady and all his stuff and the cheating and all that. The Astros have faced trash can cheating, all that stuff. They won a World Series. It doesn't matter. You can keep talking about it. It doesn't really matter. If you keep saying the Astros cheated, who cares?
Right.
They still won a World Series. Still went to multiple World Series. They went to two World Series since you found that stuff out. Who cares? We don't care. The same thing will be true with the Patriots. But, man, fading all that stuff, because there's people digging in now. They're determined to get Vrabel out of there.
Yeah.
They're determined and it's not... I don't want to hear anyone say, oh, it's just not my big... People need to mind their own business. Twitter doesn't mind their own business.
No, it never does. All right, we got a break. 713-780-3776 is the number. If you want to get in here, East River 9 is what we're talking about now. I'm talking about golf. I love golf. And if you're somebody that loves golf as well, but you just can't get out because you have that thing called a job, well, you can go at night to East River 9. You got the lighted par 3 course, and it's so much fun because you got a restaurant, you got a bar, you got a sports bar. You can watch all your games there. It takes about an hour and a half. You can bring clients there or just friends or first date or whatever you want to do. Got a great driving range. If you're a pickleball fan, they got that as well. It's just good, clean fun for the whole family. They got corporate. Where you can get a corporate membership where all of your people can go. We've got one at the station. We can go anytime and enjoy East River 9. A lot of fun. The golf course, it's short. It's great. I'll tell you what's challenging are the greens. It's a lot of undulation that you just don't find in the city of Houston, but they got them there. East River 9, great place to go get your golf on if you can't play during the day. East River, the number 9.com, eastriver9.com.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. We got PJ on TJ or PJ? We got PJ on the line, and we'll talk about that. But it got awkward last night on the Charles Barkley, Kenny Smith thing. Draymond was on.
Yeah.
I don't enjoy Draymond. I didn't like Shaq when he first came on. Draymond is not good.
No, I didn't like Shaq either, but I do now.
I do now,
Shaq has loosened up. Because Shaq was really... And Shaq and Charles had some...
Yeah, they did.
There was some tension. I mean, they got in a fight when Charles was a Rocket.
Yeah.
They got in a fight on the court.
And Draymond is... I mean, Draymond's going to be...
Draymond's not funny. First of all, Draymond doesn't have a good sense of humor. Draymond... No. Please don't let Draymond be on this set.
No.
Let him do his podcast where he yells at Austin Rivers. Like, please don't.
Yeah, that went back. That back and forth was good. Let's get PJ in here. Hey, what's up, PJ?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I just want to piggyback off that. If they're winning, it won't be an issue. But if they're losing, it's going to be an issue for Vrabel. There's no way around it. Winning kills all ills in the locker room during the season. But if they're not winning and things are going bad, that's going to get brought up that he's a distraction. He get treated just like a player. If a player has something going on and it's distracting the team, first thing they say is don't be a distraction. If they're losing, it's going to be a distraction. And then people just want to see the Patriots downfall. And that's all that is. It has nothing to do with Vrabel. I think it's more... It's been the New England Patriots, if anything, and I hang up and get you guys to take on that. Thanks.
Hey, you're right. You're not wrong. Yeah. If he loses, it's just fodder for, let's load up, let's double down on all this stuff.
Yeah.
It'll always be there, just like the trash can stuff. It's always going to be there. It's never going to not be there.
Yeah. I agree. If there is, but I don't know. This stuff might be building up. I just don't. I've got the feeling that at some point, Vrabel's going to go, you know what? I'm just too big of a distraction. I can't do this. It
could be.
It's gonna hurt the team. So I don't want to play it because it's too awkward. But Draymond said that, you know what? Charles asked him about, you know, hey, can you continue to win? You're older now. Can you guys continue to win? And he goes, well, the thing is, I don't want, the goal is to just not look like you in a Houston Rockets uniform. Charles was not a bad player in a Houston Rockets uniform.
Charles, right. I mean, the first year after that, it was all downhill.
Well, he actually averaged 18 a game in the postseason as a Rocket. He averaged 16. He had some good numbers.
He was hurt.
It was a different style of play then. You know, you had
he was slower.
Low
he
post explosive. Play.
I knew it. It sounds like a slam, like he meant physically, but it just meant Charles was not explosive anymore. Charles was. It was very boring, backing it in.
Yeah. Well, it was a different style of play.
Yeah, he couldn't. Well, yeah, it was a boring, I can't jump anymore
right.
style.
That was basketball then.
But we consider it the worst style in the history of the Rockets, right?
No. James Harden was. No.
No, James Harden wasn't.
No. Stevie Catino was the worst style.
Same thing with Charles. It's one guy dribbles the ball for 18 seconds.
Stevie Catino was the worst style of basketball.
It's because they weren't. There was. Because they also lost.
Well, no, it was because it was so boring.
Charles was boring.
It was all one on five basketball.
I get it, but Charles was boring too. You thought so at the time. We all did. It was boring. I mean, you just come off championships, and Charles was not. The first year was fine with Charles and Dream and Clyde. Mm. The second year, Charles was also dealing with quad injuries all the time. Missed a lot of time. He couldn't get right because he was overweight. He just couldn't get healthy. But all he would do is, it became famous for backing it in, turning, faking, looking, whenever Gene Peterson used to call his games. And Charles would just back down. It was the slowest. It wasn't great. And I think Draymond is kind of referring to that, too, that it didn't look right. Like, he could have said, I don't want to look like Hakeem Olajuwon in a Toronto Raptors jersey. And you would know exactly what. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You'd know exactly what that meant. He says it with Charles, and it feels like a little bit of a slam. And maybe he meant some of it as a slam, but I don't think he did.
No, I think he did. I absolutely did think he did.
And, like, as a physical thing, like,
it's
because Charles was heavier then too.
Well, I mean, and that Rocket team couldn't get over the hump. I mean, they got, what was the furthest that Charles and Hakeem and they got to the Western Conference Finals against?
I think.
Was that Utah? Was that a finals or was that the
second
round?
Was that Charles when he got beat in 97? Yeah, it was Charles whenever they got beat by.
Yeah. Stockton's shot.
Oh, I don't think it was the finals. I think it was the second round.
I think it was the second round, too. Yeah.
When they got sniped by Stockton.
Yeah, right. That shot that Stockton hit. But Charles was giving him the business. It's over for the Warriors. No disrespect. You had your run. You get old. It just passed you by. So Draymond was like, well, we don't want to be. Draymond in this show, stop. We don't need Draymond in that show. We just don't. Honestly, you're right. I did not like Shaq at first, but now he's funny.
Yeah, because he's more self-deprecating.
Yeah.
Although he doesn't like being made. Charles is the best. It's okay if you make fun of Charles. You got to kind of. Shaq is like, you can make fun of me to a point.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, the Rockets lost in 97 in the Western Conference Finals, 4-2. Yeah. And that was the John Stockton three. Then they lost to the Jazz in the first round the next year in 98 when Charles was chunkier. And yes. He and Clyde hated each other.
I mean, so they were a shot away. They were a shot away from the
NBA Finals. In the first year.
Yeah.
In the first year. It was second year they were out in the first round.
So he's kind of misremembering what. No, that was a good basketball team. That's a good basketball team.
Yeah, the first year, but Charles kept playing, and it wasn't great. It wasn't great that next year. Remember, Charles played 4 years with the Rockets. It wasn't great in the Rockets uniform. The first year, he just said, "I'm just going to rebound," and he averaged 13.5 rebounds a game. But the next year was okay. 15 points. It was his lowest point total since his rookie season. 15.2 points, 11.7 rebounds. He played 68 games, missed 14. The season after that, he only played 40 games. And the season after that, I'm sorry, he played 42. And the season after that, he played 20 games. So, you know, he physically just fell apart. Fell apart. But Draymond, let's get to the real important part. I don't want Draymond on TV.
Nope. But you know what?
I don't want him on TV.
Dude, you are never, your life is never getting rid of Draymond Green.
I know.
Jameis Winston is here forever. Draymond is here forever.
It's true, but Jameis at least is kind of accidentally funny.
Well, right. No, Jameis is entertaining.
Yeah, Draymond's not entertaining or funny.
No, but he's going to be around.
I know he is. I know he is. Yeah. You're 100% right.
Yeah.
We can't get rid of Draymond. You can already tell.
No. Never. Never, never, never. Never. All right. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, you're more than welcome to do that. Our second and third segments are Hall of Famish. Really Hall of Famish. Mm-hmm. I think you were wrong about the start.
Well, we just finished the third segment, though.
Right. I know. Second and third segments fantastic. Fantastic. So we got our fourth segment coming up here. If you want to make it any better, you're more than welcome. Get in here. If you want to make your business better, it's HRP. HRP is the way you go. If you're looking for a great way to make sure that you do everything you can for your employees, it's kind of a big deal. If you're the boss, you're the CEO, you're the CFO, if you've got 10, 15, 30 employees, 100 employees, you know, they've all got families. Everybody's got to feed their family, okay? And you know what? That's a big responsibility for you. So do the best that you possibly can. You know, make sure that your business is going to be as efficient. And you know what? Make as much money as it possibly can. If you're spending too much money on payroll and you're not doing it great because you're not doing it as well as HR&P can do it, you're not doing HR as well as they can because this is their job. This is what they do. They have the technology that you don't have to get all this stuff done, the taxes done. I mean, it's easy. We have a part-time person in our HR and payroll department, a part-time person. That's all we need. And you know, it's incredible how much HR&P does for us and what they will do for you. Not only but the benefits packages as well, but they just help you pick the right ones for your company. You're looking for the best way to make sure that your business is running as smoothly as possible. Do it like we do. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Arch is the Heisman favorite by a wide margin. He is plus 180. Dante Moore is second at plus 450. And then C.J. Carr, Notre Dame quarterback, plus 650. Jeremiah Smith, that first non-quarterback, comes up at plus 900. The first defensive player, Dylan Stewart, the linebacker, pass rusher for South Carolina. Jeremiah Smith is ahead of Julian Sayin. I guess that makes sense. Jeremiah Smith actually could win the Heisman, right?
Feels unlikely unless the quarterback play really takes a downturn. Like the year that Devontae Smith won, it was a COVID year, which made it a little odd. And also, no one was looking to give Mac Jones the Heisman Trophy, so they gave it to his receiver.
Are you looking to give Julian Sayin a
No, no one's looking to do that, but you have Arch in the mix as well, which everyone would love to give Arch the Heisman Trophy. They've been dying to give Arch the Heisman Trophy since he was stiff-arming five, six kids in high school. So it's been pre-written.
Didn't Paul Feinbaum already give him the Heisman Trophy?
Said he was the best quarterback since what? I forgot which guy.
Better than Tebow.
Yeah, he gave him like the title of best quarterback in the last 15 years or so. I forgot which quarterback was the line, but this is what everyone would like to do. Everyone would like for this name, this player, to live up to the hype they've placed on him. It'll be a smooth road to the Heisman as long as Arch doesn't disappoint people. They're begging to give it to him.
If they win and he plays well, yeah. I mean, well, I guess Dante Moore. But Oregon, it's going to be hard to win out there. I mean, Arch is going to be, every game is going to be on national television. Mm-hmm. He's going to be.
And people forgive him. Like, when he doesn't play well, it doesn't stick.
No.
That guy was awful against Kentucky in back-to-back games and Ole Miss until, no, Mississippi State. Who's a bad team. Haven't even won in conference for 3 years or whatever.
Florida.
And that guy.
But Florida was, I mean, the offensive line took a lot of the heat.
Billy Napier got fired. Yeah. I mean, he was, yeah, Florida wasn't good. Then you had their quarterback wasn't good.
No.
You had Mississippi State. Arch was a primary component for having to have a miracle comeback that required a punt return for a touchdown. And it's like it all goes away. Everyone's Dan Orlovsky and everyone. He'd still be the first or second pick in the draft if he came out. Now, that's not the same as, you know, that's just Dan Orlovsky saying stuff. But Arch gets a free pass from people on a regular basis. Yeah.
Plus 180 is not nearly. That's less
that's
than
terrible
2 to 1.
Odds. That's his odds.
Plus 180.
That's terrible odds.
Yeah.
Dante Moore is a better play.
Plus 460.
Yeah. Dante Moore is a better play. What's Trinidad Chambliss?
Trinidad Chambliss isn't even.
From Ole Miss.
Oh, here he is. Plus 6600.
There's your play. One of them. 6600.
Yeah.
That dude's going to be in play. Well, of course, they did lose. They did lose Lane Kiffin, and you probably need a win at a high level. So that needs to. Oregon makes a lot of sense.
Sam Levitt.
Nah. Where's he going again?
At LSU.
I don't think he's a good enough passer person.
He'll be better than he was at Arizona State under Lane.
Yeah, he'll be better, but I don't know if it'll be good enough.
Yeah, Dante Moore though is out. Oregon is going to be tough. CJ Carr is plus 650.
Yeah, but they don't see. That's crazy to me because they don't throw enough. Yeah. His stats aren't going to be high enough. You know who you know. You're not going to want to hear this, but Marcel Reed will probably be in the mix.
Until he's not.
Right, but he'll be in the mix. He's going to have the stats.
Boy,
Craver's still there. I'm sure the Aggies are loading up portal. I don't even know what their portal looks like, but I'm sure they're loading up people in the portal. We know it's got to be a quarterback. So, but yeah, Trinidad Chambliss is 6600 when he can throw and run is.
I don't know. I might put a little something on Jeremiah Smith.
Yeah, you could. I mean, what is he at? Probably 900?
900.
Yeah. That's just not good enough for a wide receiver. Who's the last wide receiver to win it? I mean, it's just Julian Sain.
Devontae Smith.
Yeah, that's true. That wasn't that long ago. No. Julian Sain, what's he at?
He's right 18? Behind him at 1,100.
I mean, honestly, Sain will probably get it before Smith.
No. You know, Marcel Reed is not even on the board. He's not even. I can't find him anywhere.
That's interesting because Marcel Reed last year.
What about Josh Hoover, back-to-back Indiana quarterbacks?
I don't see that. I don't think so. I mean, they lost two of their wide receivers. We'll see if there's some new guys coming from James Madison
that can raise them
up. Since James Madison is the secret to winning national championships. Transfer portal guys who don't play. You know the story on Pat Coogan, the center? He got off of the plane after playing in a bowl game. He got off of the plane, and the team told him, listen, we're not going to have any NIL money for you. You probably need to transfer out. He was a starter at Notre Dame, and they basically said, we got to get you out of here. So they basically portaled him out. They told him, we suggest you go somewhere else because you won't be starting, and we're not going to have any money for you. There's not going to be any money for you. And so he goes, I guess I'll leave. And that's how he got to Indiana. He was a castoff. They didn't even want him. Kalen Black and Kalen Black was a third-round running back. He was James Madison. D'Angelo Pons, James Madison.
Yeah.
A Cal quarterback, one who had been sacked 40 times the year before, won the Heisman Trophy National Championship. Like, it's Indiana. I think we did a good job of talking about this. It is the most unlikely scenario in the history of college sports that they won a national championship.
Yep.
In the history of college sports, they're filled with cast-offs and James Madison players.
I got to spend some time last week, as a matter of fact, with the offensive line coach Where somebody was. Anyway.
Maryland?
Maryland. Mm-hmm. He, at Maryland. And he was with Cignetti for at James Madison. And he said it is so incredible what Cignetti is the most he's Saban without the hours to put in. Without all the hours that
no,
you have
they
to
practice
put in.
Really fast. They have fast
yes.
practices.
And
they
an hour and a half tops. Yeah. Tops. And you get in, you do your work, and Cignetti says, go home. And it is, he said, it is incredible, incredible, the atmosphere and the accentuation to detail. Nobody is as detailed as Cignetti and his staff. And he doesn't, they don't waste any time, no time. Every minute is filled with, and which is like just the opposite of Les Miles at LSU. They would come out of 5-hour meetings. We know the guy who used to be in the meetings with Les there, and they go, what did we do? What did we just do? I don't know that we did anything for 5 hours today. We just sat in that meeting, listened to Les babble. Cignetti ain't going nowhere, people. Indiana ain't going nowhere. That dude is going to win no matter where he is at the highest level. Indiana is going to be after being the worst program, the worst program in college football.
Yeah, he knows.
He has turned it into and will turn it into one of the best.
Yeah, it's we've seen it with this isn't the first time we've seen Chris Peterson turn Boise State into a major, you know. Urban Meyer did it to an extent with Utah before he moved on. Chris Peterson did it at Boise State, moved on to Washington. There's just certain coaches who know how to win, and Cignetti just seems to have the secret sauce. I'm fascinated by Kurt Cignetti. I'm fascinated by Indiana because it doesn't make sense that you can win with James Madison players. Like, they're the ones who take you over the top. That just seems crazy
so
to me.
Crazy. But they're prepared for everything.
Yeah, and they
they're
play,
prepared
they play
for
well.
Everything.
Well, I do want to see if he can sustain it. But this has been 2 years to sustain. I mean, he was in the playoffs the first year. Yeah, it didn't go good. But second year won a national championship. So let's see if they can sustain because they do have some money behind them. And Mark Cuban, and that's one of the keys now. You got to have money.
All right, 713-780-3776. We've got a break. Top of the hour here on ESPN 97.5. Don't go anywhere.